Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunity. Now here's your host for today's show.
Good afternoon and welcome to Healthy Habits. I am your host, Stephanie Brayman, and I am a fitness motivator and wellness coach here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I have my own business called Shape and Shred, and I operate out of Just Fit Training Studios, where we specialize in small group training, group fitness classes, personal training, nutrition, and 21-day health and accountability groups. So we wear a lot of different hats and we do a lot of different things, but our main goal is to get people the results that they are looking for. I also have my own business where I help entrepreneurs start their own health and fitness business. So if you have a passion for that, that is my specialty as well. My question for you today is, would you like to see your grocery dollars go further? One of the number one complaints I get from my clients is that it is too expensive to try and eat healthy. People get frustrated, they don't really know how to meal prep, and again, they end up spending a lot of unnecessary money trying to figure it all out. So I have made it my mission to try and offer simple and effective money-saving solutions to help you find a better way to get better quality, healthy ingredients at a more reasonable price. So I don't think it has to be a luxury to eat healthy. It can be a way of life for everyone. Ever since I can remember, I was saving money. It has really been a huge focus for me in the last few years, especially since I started my own business. I will have to stop here, though, and give a little bit of credit and thanks to my amazing mom, Linda, because she really helped me with my thriftiness as I was growing up, and she helped to really lay a good foundation of understanding how to budget and looking for good value. And I have to say, we still compare great deals that we find at the stores we love. We offer each other, you know, hey, did you know that this store had this coupon this week? And we love to tell each other the great deal that we found. So even though we're in different states, we still do this on a regular basis. So let's dive into some of these money-saving tips that can help to keep a little extra green in your wallet each week. So I'm not sure if you follow me on social media, but if you do, you will know that I love my weekly meal prep. And it's really something that I encourage all of my clients to make their main healthy habit. So I'm just like you. I'm really busy. I wear a lot of different hats. And sometimes my schedule is so crazy, and it's really hard to find the time to spend, you know, with the grocery shopping, the meal prepping, and planning. And so I don't have a lot of time, so I want to find a way to best utilize my time and also stay on track with our budget. So my grocery budget is really important to me because, again, I want to teach people how they can effectively save money and still eat the way that they need to for their goals. So I don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. I really try to make ingredients and items that can be put together on the fly, and I like to cross-utilize the things I make so that there is a lot less waste. Meal prep saves you money because obviously if you have items already made that are healthy and that you can just choose from, you spend less time eating out, and you have things ready to go so you can maximize the savings that are in this. You can find a lot of ways to save money, but my number one tip that I share with my clients is something that's probably not that conventional. And it's probably going against something that you have heard before. So I don't make like a huge meal prep list for the week. I don't plan out everything. I don't make a ton of recipes. But what I do do before I hit that grocery store is make a list of all the items that we have in the house. So I'm going to look in the refrigerator, the pantry, the freezer, and I'm going to make sure that I know what we already have. So then as soon as I hit our main grocery store, I go straight to the meat and seafood department. So the first thing I look for is sale lean proteins. I look for buy one, get one deals. I look for clearance items. The one thing to remember with the clearance is that it has to usually be prepared that day or go right into the freezer. But I load up on the best deals I can find there, and then I start to plan my meal around the meat or the protein. I will then go to produce and fruit, look for better value and deals there. And last but not least, I look for staple items that I might need that I know are going to be a good value in that store. So after that, I go home and I prep my lean proteins, some hard-boiled eggs, I pre-cut veggies for snacks and salads, I cook quinoa or brown rice, I might make egg muffins for those crazy busy mornings where you just need something to grab and go, and then I always roast a few pans of vegetables. So this gives me a ton of variety and a bunch of items that I can put together. The thing with the variety is that we don't get sick of it because we can flavor it differently or add it to something else. And so we actually use more of our food prep, and we're also not getting, you know, sick of the same old boring meal night after night. The second tip I have is to consider shopping at a few different grocery stores and know your prices at each one. So this might take you a little bit of time or a little research, but just in the beginning. And if you do it, it will save you time and money in the long run. So I usually shop at 2 to 3 different stores to meet our specific needs and our budget. I usually head to the local grocery store where I do the bulk of our shopping, and that's where I go for like the meat and a lot of the produce because I know the quality, I can find good deals, and then whatever I don't find there, I usually head over to Aldi, and I look for any produce or fruit or staple pantry items that were not on sale at my store, and I stock up on those there. Now, I might hit like a Target, maybe not in the same week, but I might hit a Target again for additional pantry items or household items that we use that I can find at a good value. So please don't misunderstand that I don't want you to run all over town wasting gas and wasting time. That's not helpful. I want you to put these stores into your routine, and obviously if you're heading down the street and there's a Target, maybe pop in and get a few of the items that you need at that time. Don't go out of your way to hit them. So by knowing these, you know, stores and their prices, you really can get better savings and know what to buy where, which again will help you over the long term. So you can also get an app that will help you with this. So this will save you time and money because you're not going to run around. It's a free app for your phone, and it's called Favado, Favado. So what you do with this app is you simply log into it, and you can put in your favorite stores that you shop in the most, and it will tell you all the deals that there are at those stores. Then, if you're looking for specific items, you can plug that item in to every single store you shop at, and it will tell you who has the best value. How amazing and awesome is that? So you're not having to run around, and you can really make a plan for your shopping trip. I also might hit like a TJ Maxx. I do get a lot of great organic and specialty items for TJ Maxx or Home Goods, and there are considerable savings on those items. We might also go to Costco once or twice a month to load up on some bulk items that we use, or we might go to Trader Joe's, again, maybe only once or twice a month. And when we're there, we get those specialty items or the items we love or the items that we know are cheaper there and stock up on those. So the final tip I have is to be careful with coupons. So again, maybe this is not as traditional as what you've heard before. Maybe it sounds a little strange and crazy, But coupons can only save you money when you know how to use them. So I will admit and say that I have been guilty of buying items that I did not necessarily need, and I really only bought them because I had that little coupon with me. So that's not saving money. That's really creating, you know, more of an issue. So what I usually will do about coupons is I will go to coupons.com, and when you go onto that site, you can browse all the coupons they have and then just select the items that you know you already buy. Or maybe you want to try an item and finally there's this great coupon, so you will be able to get that at a greater savings. That is when you use the coupon. What you can also do is when you're going to certain stores, they have coupon books. So make sure that you stop and grab those. See, especially for us, we don't get the Sunday paper. So that is why I do look for other resources for coupons. And I don't spend a ton of time on them because it is hard for me to find the time to devote to couponing, and I don't really have the patience for it. So that's why I do a little less with it. But if you go to Publix, they have a great book when you walk in, and it has all the sales plus extra coupons. Whole Foods also has this, and their coupon book comes out 6 times a year, and those coupons will actually last for 3 months. So that's a huge amount of time. And you can keep using those coupons at Whole Foods, so pick up multiple books to take with you. So if there's certain items you love, you could end up getting 3 coupons for that item and spread it out over the next 3 months. You can also download their coupons, Whole Foods coupons, online as well. So just some little ways that you can do things like that to save money. When you are using your coupons, also look for store sales, promotions, or double coupon days. So this, again, will help you get more savings out of that one coupon. So my last tip is another free app that you can download for your phone, and it is a rebate app. Now, there are several out there that you can find, but I love Ibotta, I-B-O-T-T-A. So this one is by far the best one that I found that has items that I actually buy in it. So you get the app, you open it up, you can either look for the store that you want, or when you are at the store, it usually pops up, and you can look through that, and it will show you all the available rebates that they have. You will select the ones you want. You have to remember, you usually have to scan your barcode. You then take a picture of the receipt with your phone, send it into Ibotta. They're very quick at this, and they verify the purchase, and then they put money in your account. Once you have $20, you can then transfer that money into your PayPal account. So I've only been using Ibotta for about 3 months, and I've saved over $65 already with that app. Nothing to print, nothing to, you know, cut, nothing to do. I simply use it when I go to that store. So I really hope that I gave you some awesome tips. I know there was a lot to choose from today, and it is a lot of information. So if you'd like to learn more on my money saving tips or meal prep, you can find me on Facebook at SlimWithSteph13. You can also send me your email address from my Facebook page, and I can send you my free money saving meal prep tips. And it has recipes plus my favorite healthy recipes for snacks that are under 150 calories. And I give that to all my clients for free. So please tune in with me each month on the third Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. for Healthy Habits. I so appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule today to spend with me. I hope you got some great information, and have a happy and healthy day.